Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we give you practical strategies and actionable tactics so that you can lead at your best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a team development workshop facilitator, executive education adjunct professor, and leadership coach. Today, we're going to dive into the difficult practice. We're going to talk about empathetic listening as it relates to leadership. Empathetic listening is about more than just hearing words and finding your spot to respond. When you listen empathetically, you fully immerse yourself in a conversation. You are there to gain the perspective of the person that you're talking with. You're putting yourself in their shoes. You're understanding their emotions, not just what they're saying content, but how they're saying it. What is the meaning of their message? So to be able to truly hear and understand one another is invaluable as a team leader. So join us as we explore the transformative process of empathetic listening and what it can do for you as a leader. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. At its core, empathetic listening is the tip-top level of listening. So you can listen to somebody, you can fake listen to somebody, as I'm sure you've seen some leaders and team members do. As you're listening, they're typing away on something. You can actively listen to somebody, which is where you're engaging in a conversation and you're hearing what they have to say, and then you're responding to what they have to say. Empathetic listening is the highest level of listening that you can give to a member of your team, a peer, your boss, your family. When you listen empathetically, you're seeking to understand the thoughts, the feelings, the message, what's being delivered, what's behind the why of what's being delivered, the intent of the message itself. And you have a connection with somebody because it's the genuine care for what they have to say and why they're saying it. It involves not only listening with our ears, but listening with our hearts and our minds. It's genuine, and it offers validation for the person that you're interacting with. What sets empathetic listeners apart is the ability for you to cultivate this safe, supportive environment for people to openly express themselves. These aren't hallway conversations. These are stop and pause conversations, where you're creating this safe space for someone to let their guard down, your guard is down, and you're having a candid, transparent conversation. When you listen empathetically, you are patient. You're curious. You're asking how and what type questions to pull out the richness of what the person is trying to say. Your nonverbal engagement is there. You're open. You're not closed off. You're not closed space, right? You're welcoming and inviting to the person. And then you're prioritizing the person's ability to be understood over what you want to get out of the conversation and getting your point across. You're putting the other person first. The impact of empathetic listening extends beyond the surface of the conversation. It deepens relationships. It builds trust. It promotes emotional well-being and healing and resilience. As a leader, it's not just good enough to communicate, listen, pass information, receive it, pass back. As a leader, You want to build approachability. You want to build people's comfortability with coming to you with their toughest problems, with their toughest situations, so you can help them navigate. Empathetic listening takes that to the next level. It helps people feel seen, heard, and understood. And it is by far the most difficult thing that you will practice as a leader. Why is it so difficult? Because it takes emotional engagement. It takes time, energy, and effort to set the conditions to engage in and then to reflect on the conversation when you're an empathetic listener. You've got a clear space, clear head, and then after conversation, reflect and shed some of that emotion that may be involved so that you can move forward to what's next. Empathetic listening to me, I had a wake-up call when I worked for a distribution company out in Colorado. And it was difficult for me to practice. I was a high driver. I still consider myself a high driver, but now I'm a high driver who can engage in empathy and empathetic listening. But what went wrong? I had a team member that I wasn't connecting with. He was an average to above average performer. My conversations with him were surface level. Hey, how's it going? What's going on? What's new? And we'd banter back and forth for a minute or two. And then I'd deliver my message about performance for the evening. And I would talk to him about, hey, what's going on? I see you're underperforming. Or, hey, good job. I see you're hitting goals tonight. Very good job. Away we go. So what I found over time was when I was speaking with this person and they saw me coming, they would duck into an aisle. I thought that was odd. And then finally I asked the question, why is it every time you see me coming, you make a sharp turn? And I got hit square in the face. Because every time you talk to me, it feels like you're just riding me about performance. Ooh. Like a ton of bricks. So I was curious. What do you mean? I asked. Every time I talk to you, you ask me how my family is. I start to tell you something and you uh-huh me. You yeah-yeah me. And then you move on to the, you know, what my performance is for the night. Deliver that message and then you're on to the next. I see you talking with other people and you're spending more time with them, you're laughing and joking with them. It just feels to me that you're just about my performance. I had to take that in. Still curious and wanting to become a better leader for him, I asked, what does a good conversation look like to you? I said, because I have to have performance conversations. It's part of my job. He said, hear me. I want you to listen to me. I want you to care about what I have to say. And that's when I realized that I was engaging in active listening, but I wasn't engaging in empathetic listening. I heard what he had to say. I could tell him, yeah, your family this, you had that last weekend, you have a new baby. What I wasn't doing was empathetically listening. He had an elderly grandparent he was caring for. He had a new baby he was caring for. He's working third shift. He had a second job so he can meet the bills and show up at his best as a father. That's when I realized the power of empathetic listening. He and I had a 30-minute conversation about what it was going to take to build a better relationship. And I followed my curiosity and asked questions about what that would look like for him so that I could have a conversation that met his needs. And what I gained from that was an understanding of his perspective. You're working third shift. He may be going to work another job that very next day and not be to sleep for 24 hours. He may be having, been up all night with his newborn baby, up all day with his newborn baby to spend time and bond with his newborn baby and then coming into work. Some days he had to take his elderly grandparent to the hospital for a visit because he was the only caretaker they had, and then he'd come into work. So he may be moving a little slower. He may be not at his best. He may be a little irritable and grumpy. But I didn't take the time to truly listen and understand his perspective and see his world. once I did, our conversations got better. Not only did our conversations get better, his performance went up. His demeanor was more positive because he knew I genuinely cared and I was humble enough to admit I didn't know how to serve him best. The power of empathetic listening is connection, perspective, trust, and emotional connection with those that you lead. It's a powerful tool inside and outside of work. So let's dive in and explore some practical ways for you to cultivate and engage in empathetic listening. First is give your full attention. So being able to put away distractions, clear the desk, clear the table, phones away, sound off, whatever it may be, set that environment up for where it's just you and the person that you're engaging with in that conversation whenever you can do that, whenever it's possible. Like I said, these aren't hallway conversations. Empathetic listening and communication takes explicit time to set the conditions in the environment for it to be right for people to feel comfortable opening up. They won't open up if your phone keeps ringing or your email keeps pinging. Next, gaining perspective. Put yourself in the speaker's shoes, in the person's seat who you're talking with. You know, being able to seek to understand their perspective and not just inject yours. Truly ask them what matters to them. Follow your curiosity. Use reflective listening is the next. Being able to paraphrase what you heard, if I heard you correctly, and then repeat back. If I understand what you said, it means this. And repeat that back so that you have this message sent, message received, message understood loop. And then asking open-ended questions, not yes or no questions. Encourage the speaker, encourage the person you're talking to share more about their thoughts and their feelings. Asking those open-ended questions allows for deeper exploration for you to gain that perspective and understanding of what's being said and why it's being said. And then validating emotions. When someone has emotional story or emotion behind what they're sharing with you, acknowledge that. Things like, I see you're getting upset, or I see the joy that you're expressing. That must be hard for you. That must feel so good for you. Acknowledge the emotion that's behind the message to make sure that you truly understand what that person is feeling as they're sharing information. And then lastly, offer support and encouragement. Let them know that you've heard them, that you see them, that you're there for them, that you can support them, that they can bring you uncomfortable, complex topics, and you're willing to hold that space and hold that ground for them to work through. Sometimes just having someone else to listen to them in the world makes a whole lot of difference in their lives. And as a leader, you can do that. You can give that gift of empathetic listening to others. So I invite you to embrace the practice of empathetic listening. Use it as a powerful tool for building relationships and moving your team forward and bonding with your team. By listening with empathy, you're creating a space where people feel safe, seen, heard, and valued. Empathetic listening can be a game changer as you lead yourself and lead your teams. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found today's episode valuable, if you enjoyed it, share it with your fellow leaders. We want to hear from you, so leave us a comment, leave us a review, drop us an inquiry or question you have about leadership. You can find us on all social media platforms. You can follow us at hashtag Leadership Decoded and hashtag On The Stacks. If you're a team leader, a team member, or an organization, and you're looking for team building and workshops on team dynamics, I want to work with you. I offer a variety of highly engaging, creativity-infused team development workshops that will deliver the performance results you're looking for. You can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, or reach out to me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.